This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee. All for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
We decided that the Iceman, Dusty,
is going to
be Dusty Caesar's. Dusty Venetian.
I think I like Dusty
Hera
Luxor.
Hera's is a casino. Oh.
Dusty Luxor was
Dusty,
my favorite one.
Dusty Circus.
Dusty
Circus.
Luxor is pretty good. Dusty Circus Circus is fantastic.
Dusty Trump. there you go.
I'm a big fan of Dusty Mandalay Bay.
Ooh.
Actually, fun story. I will be out in a couple weeks because I will be at the Venetian in Vegas.
Dusty Venetian.
For my 40th.
That sounds like a mob boss right there. Hey, I'm Dusty Venetian.
Yeah, Dusty Go Venetian.
See Go see that MFA.
Unfortunately, the dead will not be in Vegas. Their residency
Dusty
ends
Bellagio.
The week before.
Now I'm just looking up famous casinos.
Dusty Golden Nugget.
Dusty Excalibur. Dusty Cosmopolitan.
Dusty Excalibur is like the greatest it. Porn name you could ever decide for,
Dusty
old, for old Dusty Hera.
Hey, it's Dusty Excalibur.
Dusty Excalibur. Oh my God, that Excalibur is way bigger than he ever told me.
I've got the thickest Excalibur in the room, honey.
Why don't you try pulling that out of a stone?
Harris is even spelt the same way.
It yeah, is. Yeah, dude.
How about that? How do you? How else would you spell Harris?
That's why he took the management.
No H at the end?
That's why he took the management job, because he doesn't have to worry about his financial situation in the future, because he is the heir to Hera Casinos.
Lucky B. Just like Paris Hilton, man. She gets to stay in any of those hotels for free, right? Dusty.
Right. All right, coming up in the bottom of the hour, we'll have Fair or Foul.
Dusty Stardust.
And now you're just Dusty Casa Diablo.
I mean, are we going to like Fremont Street?
Because Dusty Acropolis.
Some weird names there on Fremont Street, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dusty Nose Dust, more like it.
We'll have Fair or Foul. That's illegal, Joe. We'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. And then we'll look around the league here in about 10 minutes. But, Joe, you brought this up about the shine wearing off on a certain team. And, boy, is it intriguing to me to think about the best player on planet Earth being on a team that I am massively concerned about.
Yeah, I love how I texted you this today, and then they just absolutely dominate the Padres.
Well, that's baseball. Like, things happen. Things happen. But yesterday, they did not.
No, they didn't. They gacked their way to a loss against the Padres.
Side note, did you see Schilt throw his glasses?
Oh, my
Dude,
God,
he was,
yeah.
He was
so savage.
Fiery bastard.
Like, throwing
love
the
him.
Pen, throwing the hat, throwing the clipboard, throwing whatever you're throwing. But to take off your glasses and just toss them to the side?
Well,
like, I don't even need to see you, ump. That's how bad I know you are.
Well, he's
nearsighted, so you can see things close up.
Okay, but it's when it's far away.
Yeah, so that's why he tosses.
He's like, I don't need these because I'm up in your grill.
Yeah, I need to see the face of the guy I'm screaming at right now.
Oh, I can't wait for the lip reading on that one.
But I do think you got a point. I mean, I think if you are in the Bronx, I think there is a lot of level of concern. I mean, Aaron Judge is. Without a doubt, and I have some Shohei thoughts that maybe we'll talk about next week.
Yeah, that's the least of your concerns right now is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I have some Shohei thoughts in terms of, like, who's the best player in baseball. I think for a tease reason, I think Shohei is being used differently in L.A. than he should be. But Aaron Judge right now is the best player on the planet. He's hitting for average. He's hitting dingers. He's even stealing bases, and he's not dropping balls. When they need you to catch them.
He's got a 1275 OPS.
Did that start with 12?
12.
That's not cool, man.
1.275. Like, that's...
It's an A-bomb!
From A-Judge!
He's the best player on the planet right now.
Yeah, he's certainly playing like it.
But boy, do I not feel confident in these Yankees. Carlos Rodon, okay? As a starter, has been really, really solid for them. But I'm expecting that to fall off. Max Fried looks like the American League Cy Young right now. But outside of that, Luke Weaver's been solid, but he got lit last night. And Williams, oof.
He has an above 10 ERA.
Oof.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's not going great. It's a string of lack of control on his end, a little bit of bad luck, but also just not able to keep the wheels in the train on the track when they need him to most. It's like, dude, like...
Now, would you rather have a struggling Williams than a Nestor Cortez? Yes, because I feel like you're going to figure it out. So the trade, you don't get a revisionist history and say that was a bad trade.
They let
trade.
You keep your beard, bro.
He's waiting for it to grow back. He's waiting for it to grow back.
Oh, that's right. He did shave it.
He shaved it, and he's waiting for it to grow back. Maybe that's what it is.
He's not as aerodynamic, correct. But they have lost three of their last four series. They potentially could have tied their series against the Blue Jays, but one of them got rained out. They've split with the Padres. They have their next game tomorrow against the Padres at 4:05. But it's just the shine has come off on this team. They're not putting up runs over the last week outside of playing the Orioles that one day when they scored 15, but they lost that series against the Orioles. Mm-hmm. And then they lost the series against the Rays, who have been playing
better. And
the
Orioles are a struggling team, and the Rays aren't that great.
No, they've been playing better. They had a nice little win streak here recently. But
sure, but these are not
second to last in the American League East, I want to say.
These are not teams that you should be losing series to.
No, and then a couple weeks before that, they lost a series to the Guardians, who are not the Guardians of last year.
Decent little team, but yeah, not there.
So, and again, I think the biggest concern is that you made a move in the offseason to rectify your late game, end of game situation by getting Devin Williams, and he has not shown up. And right now you're relying on Luke Weaver again to mm-hmm. help pull you out of holes. It's just, and they're four games.
Your closers fail, so you keep falling on Luke Weaver, and eventually that's going
to
break.
Yeah. And I tend to agree with you that I feel like the Devin Williams thing will rectify itself
totally.
Over time. But man, they were looking like an absolute juggernaut to start this season.
And
they have looked very mediocre over the last few. And also the one thing I've noticed about them is they're just sloppy.
They make
a lot of dumb mistakes.
That's what
there.
I was going to get to. Their defense is still atrocious.
Yeah, it's just like we can all, it's just like, what are you guys doing?
We can all go back and look at game 5 of the World Series and say, man, this team was absolutely garbage, but those problems still exist. Okay. Jazz Chisholm at the plate, not playing very good. Cody Bellinger, yeah, I've seen a couple web gems on SportsCenter late at night, but it's because you're kind of a slow outfielder, and so you got to dive for things that you don't need.
You're hitting .170.
Yeah, but he's not hitting well. Jazz Chisholm's been a disaster at the plate. I know he's on the IL right now, but like, he's been a disaster at the plate. Goldie has been kind of a nice bump for you, but nobody else is really doing anything outside of Aaron Judge. And this team is almost like the opposite of the Mariners in an extent of, I was really worried about that starting rotation. When Gerrit Cole went down, I was like, this is a big problem. This is a big, big problem. But Max Fried looks like the American League Cy Young so far. Carlos Rodon has been pretty damn good, considering how bad he's been over the last few years. But outside of Aaron Judge, what do you got?
I don't know.
Goldie's been solid, but he's 38.
Yeah, I think that this season, if this continues and this just keeps going the way it's going, I think Aaron Boone definitely has to come into has to come under fire a little bit. I feel like the discipline of this team, I feel like almost he is complacent in that they're like,
it's like he doesn't think it's a problem. He's like, we'll figure it out.
That, and yeah, it almost feels like he is complacent in his job, like he's never going to get fired, which to his defense kind of seems that way.
Boy,
him and Cashman have a long leash.
One of the weirdest things in the world.
And so it's just,
I felt that way about Roberts, but he's won two World Series. So.
Again, the discipline of the Yankees, especially in the field sometimes, is just like, again, as I said, it's like
sloppy.
What are you doing,
that was the
man?
Word you used was sloppy.
And well, I just
it's
feel
almost
like,
lazy
And
to
I feel
a
like
point.
The accountability sometimes, like when people call him out about it, is he gets defensive and he like, he tries
to, my team is good.
He's a player's manager, which is great, and players will like you for that. But again, you're going to get taken advantage of, and you're going to not hold players accountable, and the discipline's not going to be there. And so I that's where I feel like things like this happen with this Yankee team. And we saw it happen in the postseason. We just see it happen at random times with this team, and you're just like, you guys should be much cleaner, much more put together than this. It's great that they can hit, have 15 run games, 12 run games here and there, but you could be 10 games above 500 right now, but you're not because you don't play to the best of your ability.
I would love to see over the last 30 years the worst defensive metric Yankee teams. I'll bet you they're within the last 5 years.
I wouldn't be surprised by that either.
Well, I bet you,
and that's so strange. Like when you think about, like, I love this concept of former players recently removed from the game becoming managers. Some of it works, some of it doesn't. Mark Kotze in Oakland is doing, or in the Athletics,
wherever you
whatever
just call
you
it
call
Oakland.
It. Kotze is doing great. Council is the highest paid manager in baseball. Stephen Vogt, manager of the year last year. Baldelli in Minnesota.
Dan Wilson, manager
Wilson,
of the year candidate right now.
Dan, I think, is a little older than the guys I'm talking about.
I got you, okay.
Like Dave Roberts, a little older than the guys I'm talking about. But Aaron Boone is also one of those, and he's the worst by far. Like, the fundamentals is he's losing out. The A's are as good as they are because they play sound baseball.
Is it Aaron Boone's fault that you have to lean on? It's not like he expected Garrett Cole to go down in spring training. They just DFA'd.
But that doesn't mean your shortstop sucks at defense.
I mean, well,
and that doesn't mean you can't field a fly ball in the outfield.
Anthony
or field a fly ball in the infield.
Right.
Anthony Volpe's never been a defensive first shortstop. He's always been a hitter, and that's what they knew he was going to be coming up. But like,
well, he's not much of a hitter either.
Well, this season, no. They just DFA'd Carlos Carrasco. Like, what? You had to lean on a 38-year-old at the bottom of the rotation. I mean, at this point, you expect Brian Cashman to pony up to some team. I'm not saying the Mariners would trade Luis Castillo, but at this point, it's worth a couple of calls. You talk about, well, this is the Yankees. Then they should have, normally, what the Yankees do, get a starting pitcher in here a week ago to add to that plethora of talent that they're already paying too much money
to. Don't get Sandy Alcantara, I'll tell you that. Don't do that. Yeah, we'll see. You know, we'll give the Mariners a 45-day report. We'll look back at the Yankees here in another 45 days. But I'm with Joe on this. Like, outlook not so good. You might have the MVP, but you might barely make it in the playoffs and lose in the first round. Which leads me to the next question. Joe, who's the best team in the American League?
Your guess is as good as mine. But ditto. We'll take some guesses
ditto.
In the next segment.
Ditto, we'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 10A The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together. Let's drive.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like the NHL, I feel like the Stanley Cup playoffs were like, you know us, we're awesome, we do crazy ass all the time. And the NBA was like, we should do that.
Yeah.
Is the fix in? Is this the NBA truly fixing it?
No, but I really hope Minnesota wins
Knicks,
the series.
Warriors. NBA Finals.
You know, I realize...
You heard it here.
I realize every time I watch...
Knicks-Warriors.
The Warriors.
Knicks-Lakers. Somehow the Lakers will get back in. Steph's out, so that means the Warriors will be replaced by the Lakers.
It doesn't matter who is wearing a Warriors jersey. I hate them. I hate every single one of them. Yeah. I hate Steph Curry.
And
I hate
not.
Draymond, which have been the constants.
I'm not one of those
I
guys.
Hate Brandon Pajemski and his stupid curly hair.
Because they're tight.
I hate Buddy Hield and his horse face. And
well, his teeth are more horse than his face.
You know the what is it, the 100 men versus a gorilla thing that's been going around on Twitter?
100 Buddy Healds would kill the gorilla?
No, one Buddy Healed and 100 apples. That's what I want to see. I want to see how quickly he'll down those. He is a
I'll
piece of
Buddy.
Lumber's biggest fear.
That take Buddy in that.
His face kills me. Who else? Jimmy Butler.
He kind of looks like when Pinocchio turns into a donkey.
Yes, he's got a dude. His face, I swear,
that's so savage. That's
Jimmy
so
Butler.
That's the meanest thing I've said in 2 weeks.
I like Jimmy Butler's game,
and I make
now,
fun of my kids to their face all the time. That's the meanest thing I've said in 2 weeks.
Now that he's a warrior,
you look like Pinocchio as a donkey.
Now that he's a warrior, I can't stand Jimmy Butler.
Well, I'm a Clay guy, so I'm over the Warriors. I'm okay.
Oh, you're
with
a Mavericks fan now?
No, not at all. Dude.
How's that going, Mavericks fan?
I'm not a Mavericks fan.
You enjoying that? You and Nico boys?
No.
Hey, Nico, he did not look as bad,
though.
He
spells his name wrong.
Nico
with
needs
all the extra
boys.
Letters at the end.
Hey, Nico he was cocky sniffing at the end of that Lakers-Minnesota series, though. Well, I mean, he's got to be feeling himself pretty well now.
Well, they're both in the Western Conference Finals, so they're okay.
By the way, Anthony, I don't want to be a daddy Edwards. 3-for-14 so far tonight. So.
I mean, I don't want to be a daddy either, but I'm probably going better than 3-for-14.
I like how Jordan doesn't like Anthony Edwards because he's the only NBA player ever apparently that didn't father his children.
Oh, there's Karl Malone on that list. That there's multiple players.
Anthony
that,
Simons.
Yeah. Well, what? It's like, no, I thought that he just had a kid. I've never heard anything about him not being in their life.
Well, I don't know. I just, these people, I can't keep up with them.
I mean, it's
again, I like to separate the athlete from their off the court transgressions.
Really?
As long as they're not a murderer.
Ray Lewis is the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL.
You sound like the dumb bitch outside of an R. Kelly
concert. Rod Carruth was
rapist.
A really good NFL player. Gym rat, first in, last out.
You know, I love
how,
R. Kelly.
How dare
I separate the
dude,
artist?
Aaron Hernandez was better than Rob Gronkowski.
God forbid I can't really get mad at an NBA player because he likes to, you know, lay pipe with a bunch of random
I can't
chicks.
Get
Dude,
mad
I like
at
to
that
lay
either.
Pipe with a bunch of random chicks too.
But then all
I
right,
don't.
Consequences happen.
Yeah, but man, can you see his
it just
leap?
Doesn't well when you glove up, it just doesn't feel right. It's not the same. Oh. Come on, baby. Joe, I asked you this question. You look around the league, who's the best team in the American League?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I think I'm
I love that answer. Yes.
I think surprisingly it might be the Tigers of Detroit.
You shut your mouth.
I think he's just trying to say that
because
he
change things out of your mouth because there is no
he wants to say the Mariners, but he knows
I
he can't.
No, no. The word you said a word that needs to exit your mouth right now, and that word was surprising. There is nothing surprising about this Tigers team. This Tigers team is damn good.
They were good at the end of the year. They are good
they
now.
They were a game away from the ALCS last year.
Yeah, but it was
I'd like
nice
to also
run.
Say that they're my Tigers because
they are Joe's Tigers. They're never
going
to be my Tigers. I'll just throw that out.
Before last year, I said they were not going to be as bad as they used to be, and they weren't. And in fact, they were much better than I actually thought they were going to be. So I don't know if I should really claim that they're my Tigers, but I did not see them being this good this quickly.
Well,
like, I thought it was going to be a little, I thought like this year would be like, you know, they're going to make a little bit of a jump, but they literally have the best record in the American League.
Kerry
right
Carpenter, when he's allowed to hit against righties, has been really good. Spencer Torkelson is the comeback player of the year.
He's having a great year.
Javi Baez might be the other comeback player of the year. Javi Baez right now in my fantasy league is like the 18th best player in the league. Javi Baez has been really good.
Yeah.
And he's robbing finally home runs in center field.
Not only do they have Tarik Skubal having another great year, but they have Jack Flaherty that they brought back after trading him away last year. And he's been awesome.
Did you see
Casey Mize, their high draft pick from a few years ago? He has been fantastic for them as well.
Keith. Did you see Kenta Maeda in a couple pitches, a few starts ago?
I mean, how bad he looked or what specifically?
That guy's done.
Oh, yeah, he gone. DFA'd. Bye-bye. Well, the first year of his deal, he, had like a 6.5 ERA, so I think they just kind of came in hopeful that he could do anything this season, and here we are.
I'm going to read the ERAs for you real quick of the guys that have the most starts for them.
For who?
For the Tigers.
Okay.
Reese Olson, 3.03. Tarik Skubal, 2.21, Jack Flaherty, 3.79, Casey Mize, 2.70, Jackson Job, 3.38.
All under four. I'll take it.
All under 3.8.
I'll take it.
And with two of those guys under three, almost three under three ERA.
I think your best teams in the American League are Cleveland.
Okay.
Detroit. Seattle. The Athletics.
Cleveland can't score runs, but okay.
But they win games. I'm not saying that as a homer. I'm not saying that as a homer.
They
somehow win. They have a minus like 28 run differential.
16.
Minus. Oh, it's gotten better. I like that. But they struggle to hit, but they win games. Look, the Athletics aren't great either. I'm not being a homer here. Cleveland, Detroit, the Athletics, the Mariners. And maybe the Yankees.
You have to throw them in there.
I do just because of Judge, but boy, I don't feel good about it. But Boston hasn't been good. Houston's not good. Minnesota, Kansas City. If your name's not Bobby, go figure your life out.
What the hell happened?
They can't score runs, and they can't.
And they can't throw.
Yet
well, they can't. They can prevent runs, but they just can't score.
They're still only two games out of first.
Yeah,
the American League is weird this year.
I said this before the
season.
The door's
open for the Orioles to go to the ALCS. Hey,
dude, I said this before the season, did I not? That I was intrigued by the American League because I did not know what the hell was going to happen because there were a bunch of teams that could throw their hat into the ring. And honestly, there's a bunch of teams that could still make moves and rectify their season. I mean, Texas, they need to hit the ball. Houston.
Texas needs to be healthy. And yeah, they need to get focused offensively. Evan Carter got called up today. We'll see how that goes. Corey Seager's back off the aisle. We'll see how that goes. Simeon's been a disaster.
I mean, I will say the bottom three.
Berger, he got sent down. Yeah.
The bottom three teams in the American League, I am out on. That's White Sox, obviously.
Obviously.
The Angels, obviously. I did not believe in their hot start.
I didn't either, but God, I wish they were good for some reason.
The Orioles, I have no reason to believe that season is going to turn around.
Really?
No.
You need more pitching, and you just don't have it.
You need pitching. You need hitting.
You need three starters.
You are not. Nobody is hitting. Nobody's hitting unless your name is Cedric Mullins.
I was like, Cedric's doing all right.
Yeah.
he's quietly been great.
Gunner, Jackson, Adley, that trio.
And really, like that.
Do you think it's a Santander thing? Do you think they missed that prediction?
No, this was the problem.
Or do you think it's just exposed?
This was exposed. This is the problem that they had at the end of the year where they weren't hitting the ball the last 2 months of the season either.
God, it's so sad to watch that. The window was so bright.
And then there's like this middle grouping of teams from basically like the Twins to the Rangers, who
Twins
are like
were picked to win that division.
The Twins, the Rays and Blue Jays. You're like, you're playing
I'm done on the Blue Jays. How long did Vladdy sign that contract?
Like
10 years or 15?
A billion years.
10 years. I am out on the Blue Jays for 10 years and one day. I'm out on that team. Bo Bichette hit a home run the other day. I was watching the Cleveland-Toronto game, and Bo Bichette hit a home run. And Dan Schulman was like, and Bo Bichette hits a home run, and boy, did he need that. His first of the season. And I was like, you suck.
God. Dude, they can't score runs either.
They're not good.
Yeah. I feel like we're fully out on that.
I mean, well, they lost Tristan Cassis.
Don't tell my boss Cooley that I hate his Red Sox, but they're bad.
I feel like we're going to start getting some separation out of some teams. Like, quite honestly,
I would think so too.
I think the Mariners, they probably are one of the best teams in
the
American
League. It
might
be a feast on everything else going bad.
Yeah. I think so.
The A's, though, are the team to watch, in my opinion.
I disagree about the separation. I think legitimately, outside of those three teams that you just named, Joe, so what does that leave in the American League? 12 others that legitimately, I think, still have a chance to make a move. Because the Mariners, they're only a game up right now. It's May 6th. This could look so much different in just a month. It took the Mariners, I know it was a record-setting thing, but a month to give up a 10-game lead last year, nobody thought it wouldn't be the Mariners. I mean, right now, Fangraphs has Seattle at an 80% chance of making the playoffs. But the Athletics, man, they're the wild card. And if Boston makes a trade, they could still be good in the East, too.
I think the teams you got to worry about in the American League about playing spoiler, making the playoffs, whatever, are the A's and the Guardians. I do. They are just teams you don't want to play that don't have good numbers but find ways to win. Detroit and Seattle should keep this going. The real question is, if you're a Houston fan, if you're a Texas fan, if you're a Orioles fan, that's big concern.
Well, in a lot of these teams, it's just like they're not hitting, and that's where you wonder. It's like, man, if you're able to have a good stretch of 3-4 weeks where you're able to start putting the bat on the ball, and then you're like, you know what, we might be a piece away from really putting this all together. Then that's where a team like the Rangers or the Astros or Red Sox or something like that. But those teams, again, like the Rangers are bottom five in runs created. And this is coming. And I thought
it should be so loaded. Coming
into the season, I said that this was going to be the year that they were going to get back on track offensively, and they have not.
That's why they fired their hitting coach. Once again, it was like a 29, 30-year-old. They called him
Leech
an offensive
tips
coordinator.
And steroids. Let's roll, bitches.
See ball, hit ball, stop feeding statistical analysis and zone reads to these hitters.
Well, we'll keep this idea. The end of May is starting to march down. You know, you can't win a World Series in May, but you might be able to lose a World Series in May.
Tell you whose fault it isn't over there in Texas, though. Our boy Mike Maddux.
It's not Mike Maddux.
Oh, dude, best stash in the game.
He Evaldi. He might be running at Max Fried for a Cy Young. I'm serious, too. He looks so good.
Mike Maddux is a godsend.
Mike Maddux is a god. I have a mustache because of the greatest pitcher of all time in Mike Maddux. His brother was whatever. When we come back, it's everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul. We'll toss it to Schultzy with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000. Guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll throw it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultze, Jr. the Third.
I kind of wish I were a junior. My dad did not do that to me.
My father was Martin Anthony Harris.
Mine is Kevin Thomas David Schultz.
I am Patrick Martin Anthony Harris.
And I'm Jordan Thomas Maurice Schultz.
Oh, so we're both double two middle names.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
I am Patrick. The rest of my name is my father.
Okay.
The rest of my name is my father's full name.
That's really cool.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
I miss him. Oh. I miss him. I miss you, Daddy. I love you.
Yeah, I don't know why we share the middle name Thomas, but I think the two name thing is like a Native American tradition for us.
Yeah, so my dad's middle name is Anthony, and I have Martin and Anthony.
Middle name, Joe?
Harold.
Harold.
Joseph Harold Fisher III.
And he is so crazy that he is letting that ride. And Medium Joe is going to deal with that, too. He's going to get made fun of by all the hot chicks. He's going to say, hello, Harold.
Whatever. It's like, I'm Harry, bitch.
Well, I'm joking. Joe Four is a good-looking kid. He's going to do just fine.
We lucked out.
He's going to do better than any kid that looked like me.
No kidding. Me too.
My grandfather, who I lost this year, unfortunately, Joseph Harold Fisher Sr.
Shout out Joe Fisher One.
Great dude.
Vietnam veteran.
Hell yeah.
He was adopted.
I wish I had that suit. Yeah, balls, America, balls.
Yeah.
Vietnam, yeah. I wish I had that drop.
Beer.
Sorry, continue.
He was adopted at a very, very young age, and he took on the last name of his adopted father.
We've talked about this.
Which is Fisher.
Fisher.
His last name, it was Dudwire.
I kind of like Dudwire.
I don't. I think it's... I think it's very, like, Southern hick, like,
Dudwire.
Yeah, Joseph Dudwire. Hey, his daddy runs the auto shop down the street.
Y'all see Dudwire over there? I saw him eating some TV cable.
He was eating a fish sandwich, drinking some moonshine, I think.
That old Dudwire might be a dumb wire if you catch my drift.
I like Fisher.
All right, hit me. Fair or foul?
All right, guys. We'll start off with a story that got some people up in arms in the last week in baseball. If you missed it, Cincinnati Reds left fielder Tyler Callahan broke freaking arm.
I watched this.
This was hard to watch.
I watched it live.
Yeah, Tyler
Callahan. I happened to have that game on.
Man, dude, that's good for... it's always fun when you like end up catching the national media story that
And the camera, because of the way it was, now there was another angle that you could see, but the camera live, you couldn't see, like disappeared into the left field wall.
You didn't know.
But you could hear it go,
oh,
and it was like, whoa,
ow,
he hit that wall.
Ow.
And then it looks to him and he like throws the glove off and he's like, and I'm dying.
Oh, it looked bad. Yeah, so broke his arm going for a ball, basically.
Is that what they found out? He break his forearm?
Yeah, essentially.
I thought
it
was wrist, but he broke his forearm.
Broke his forearm, broke his wrist. But he broke something in his arm going against the wall, trying to get that catch. Unfortunately, dropped it. Matt Olson ends up running home for an inside-the-park two-run home run.
And yogged home. He did not run home.
Did not know what to do. Was looking out in the outfield from second base like, do I go? I guess I'm going to trot home slowly here. And people were saying the play should have immediately been ruled dead by the umpires. They should have called timeout. Olson should have been left at second base. I'm going to tell you where I'm on this, guys, already. I don't think you should stop play for an injury. I think that's ridiculous. This is big league baseball. And for me, I feel like it would just give every single player out there the license to fake an injury. So fair or foul, a play should be ruled dead as soon as a fielder suffers a serious injury. Fair or foul?
I'm going to say fair. And I feel like that while that is a judgment call, like we've seen it a few times, two dudes, absolutely colliding, bam, just like Carlos Beltran, and I forget who the other guy was.
You remember
when
Aaron Rowan threw his face into that steel mesh for the White Sox?
I don't think so.
He like went and caught in his face, went bam, ow, on the wall.
I'm gonna have to look this up now, but I feel like it's kind of a judgment call in a sense. Like if the dude can somehow like collect himself and make the throw, it's like, all right, well, yeah, keep the play going. But if a dude is lying there unconscious or he is physically grabbing something or his leg is going in a 90 degree angle the other way, like, all right, let's have a little common sense about ourselves and be like, we should probably hold up at second. Like, I don't think if this guy didn't break his femur, I think that, this probably would have been a double anyways. So I feel like, yeah, it's tough. It's a judgment call, but welcome to being an MLB umpire. 90% of your job is a judgment call.
Yeah.
So
I'm the opposite of Joe. I do not think you should call the play dead. I'm not too worried about people faking injuries, but it's also the ball's in play, you know, and that's kind of how I look at it. The ball's in play, you know, you've made the effort for it, therefore you have decided you create the outcome. However, in this play specifically, the dude caught the ball. He caught the ball, and then he hit the wall where he broke his arm, and then the ball fell out of his glove. Did he need to make a football move? The dude caught the ball, and they even looked at it on the headset, and they reviewed it, and they were like, ruling on the field stands, it's a no catch. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing. This bro caught the ball and then went into the wall. That's the thing, Joe. You got to look at it. This dude catches the ball and then his arm explodes on the wall. And as his arm falls down, broken, then he drops the ball. And they were like, That's
got to be better. You got to be an athlete.
Yeah, I thought as soon as it was in the glove and then trapped, that was officially a catch. Are they saying he never trapped
it? It's a catch. They're saying he never trapped it. I think it's just part of it, you know. I think when you decide if you're diving for a fly ball, if you're diving for a ground ball, like remember Trevor Story last year? He dove for a ground ball in between second or in between third and short, and he landed and he dislocated his shoulder. Like, that sucks, man. But that if you didn't want to dislocate your shoulder, don't dive for that. I know that sounds terrible, but
that's baseball.
I think that's baseball. You know, it's
that's why you have nine guys on the field, right?
You know, the NFL is trying so hard to make sure guys don't get destroyed running across the middle. Well, if you run across the middle, you got to know what's coming. You got to know what the chance is there.
All right, let's try another fun one here before I try to stump you guys to finish this off. So, Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge, unbelievably still tied for the lead in home runs coming into tonight, 12 each. At this point, they're both on pace to hit at least 50. So, fair or foul, guys, Cal Raleigh will finish with more home runs than Aaron Judge. Fair or foul?
Ooh, sexy. I'll go first. The answer is no, absolutely not. However, I think there's a really good shot that Cal hits 40. I just think Judge might hit 60 again. I think Judge, for all the greatness that we've seen from Aaron Judge, his 62 home run season, you know, he bats for average, his MVPs and stuff. If he stays healthy, this looks like the most complete Judge we've seen. To where Cal still has some on-base issues that he's improving on this year. He has some average issues that he's improving on this year. But Aaron Judge has kind of always had those. And I think Aaron will get to a point where you might try to pitch him away from home runs, but he's still going to get hits. And because of that, he'll eventually get them to home runs as well. I just think we're at a point where Judge can hit 60 any given year. And I think 42 would be MVP vote worthy for Cal Raleigh. I'll take Judge.
Yeah, I'll take Judge too. There,
I think it's closer than I think, but I just don't think anybody else is going to hit 60.
I think the consistency throughout 162 that Judge will be able to put up numbers wise, like, it's almost like a guarantee 50 for him. Almost year now, it seems.
At least 45.
At least.
Where I don't know if Cal will get to 45.
Yeah, he might get to 35 or 40, you know. But, yeah. I mean,
have a rough July or something.
If he got to, honestly, with the pace that Cal is at, if he got to 35, like if he only hit 23 between now and the rest of the year, you'd kind of be like,
a little down.
Yeah, a little bit of a dip. I mean, we're, what, 40 games?
But if Judge, only hit 40 more, you'd be like, dude, you could hit 50 more.
Yeah, if Cal Raleigh were to only hit 23 over the remaining 130-ish, 135-ish games left, I can't do quick math, that would be a little disappointing. So I feel like Cal can get to that 40 mark. But I almost feel like Judge is a given 50 every year.
They're both obviously with today's date, they're both on pace. If they played 162 game season, which I'm not sure either will, on pace to hit 57 home runs. So,
yeah, I'm gonna say that Judge is gonna finish with more home runs, but Cal's gonna, if he keeps up the pace, man, he's gonna keep it close. That's for sure.
All right, guys, I'll try to fool you. I think I did a stolen base one a few weeks ago, but I had to do one again because, wow, it is just so funny to see teams in this world of baseball Edmonton with the shortened base pass, with the bigger bases, teams still do not want to steal in 2025. So
I know, it seems weird, right?
It's like
everybody went all over the place for a couple years, and now they're like, eh, let's hold back.
You're literally missing a part of the game where,
yeah,
I feel like you can take advantage.
Come on.
Small ball.
Your team sucks. Steal bases.
Come on. All right, well, player on a crappy team, O'Neal Cruz, he has 15 stolen bases, leading the league right now, and still looking pretty good, even though he plays for an ass team. Fair or foul, guys, O'Neal Cruz has more stolen bases than the entire Athletics roster.
I'll go first on this. You know, O'Neal Cruz is in that pantheon of the new round of young kids.
Did you see his throwout from center the other
day?
Yes. Oh, my God.
The Ellie De La Cruz, the Bobby Witts of the world. You know, he's a little younger than, say, the Tatis and Guerreros of the world, but he's in that new, young kind of movement.
If I change my last name to Cruz, can I run a 5.2740?
We always talk about the new wave of young kids, and there is the new wave of young kids. I would say the Dylan Cruz, James Wood, Ellie De La Cruz, O'Neal Cruz.
Jackson Churio,
yeah. Jackson Merrill.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like that group right there. O'Neal had a rough year last year. And, I mean, a lot of it stems from just Pittsburgh just being bad. But he had a rough year last year, and they moved him to center field. He, by all metrics, I mean, I'm a big fantasy guy. He's a top 10 fantasy player right now. He is showing out and showing the real deal. I will say fair, which surprises me because I think Kotsay's smart enough to send his guys, but I don't think Oakland... This is going to take a long time to fix this. I don't think the Athletics have the kind of base running guys needed to pass O'Neal in terms of running. I'll say foul. Or fair. Sorry, fair.
I'm going to say...
Joe, do you need to throw your undies away?
I'm going to say that I need to go. It was a great show, and I'm out of here.
Go Red Sox!
I want to say that this late in the season, I mean, we're literally just over a month, so it's not that late.
2 months, dude.
I would like to believe that a team has more steals than an individual player. And
can we ask what he has? 15?
O'Neal has 15.
I knew he had 15.
15? You're telling me that the Athletics don't have 15?
And he is leading the National League. Actually, I think. I believe there's actually somebody else tied with him at 15.
I'm going to say.
Billy Hamilton.
For God's sakes, I'm going to say Hamilton. I hope that the Athletics have at least 15 steals.
I bet you the Athletics have 9.
I'm going to say foul that the Athletics have at least 15
steals. And I'm going to double down and say they got 9.
So Luis Robert actually also has 15 steals. Shocking, because he's only batting .188. That's actually impressive. But both of those guys,
highest on the White Sox.
By far. Both him and O'Neal Cruz have more stolen bases, 15 compared to the Athletics. Coming into tonight, 14 stolen bases. So more than 9. But Mark Kotsay is not taking advantage of that whatsoever.
Which is weird, because he's like a money ball guy. He's like, you'd think that he would look at the metrics.
Speaking of the Pirates, not a great week to be a fan of theirs, especially a stadium in fan or in stadium fan.
Well,
did you see what else happened today?
Ushers there? Oh, my God, went off.
I just saw that the kid can walk again.
We're going to have to talk about this in the next segment.
I've got a great Little League baseball coach story that happened to me today.
All right.
So we got two good stories.
Yes.
We'll end on a high note or a low note, depending on how you look at it.
Someone did not end up in the hospital in critical condition. Let's just say that.
Joe, go first. I'll end on a high note. This is the Hot Corner, Today the Fan. Is it a poor gentleman or did he do something stupid and fall over?
Both can be right here.
All right.
I agree with Patrick.
I don't want people to die. The Texas blood sports.
Both can be right.
I'm not that.
He can be dumb and do something dumb, but... For God's sakes, we don't want you to die.
We want you to be able to walk again.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, come on. What are we talking
about?
I did fall over the rail at game one of the World Series in 2016.
Well, don't get so
hammered. Not under the field, but like in left center.
Schultzy wants someone dead.
Well, Roberto Perez hit a second home run.
How dare you set foot on this precious grass of an MLB stadium?
No, Roberto Perez hit his second home run of the game in game one of the World Series. LeBron in the house. J.R. Smith didn't have a shirt on. And I was pretty toasty in my Corey Kluber jersey. And I might have fallen over a rail.
Well, that's nothing. I'm sure you and 10,000 other dudes have fallen over a rail, but don't get so drunk, allegedly, that you then end up getting so excited that you launch yourself over said rail.
Hey, Pirates baseball will do that to a man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pirates are going for first.
And it is a scary video, but
it's terrible.
The more hilarious video came from PNC Park, I think it was from last night. Or today, but after a game, an usher and a fan were getting in a face-to-face confrontation because apparently the fan was harassing a female concession worker or something like that.
Can't do that.
And the usher basically told him, like, hey, dude, game's over. Like, let's go. Let's move it on and, like, try to intervene. And the fan did not like that, which caused a little kerfuffle. And the usher started swinging first. Connected a few times.
Whoa, mm-hmm. The usher first.
The fan has,
that guy got fired.
Is suspended at the moment.
Yeah, but guy got fired.
And then the fan with a bloody mouth, after they get separated, they get a little bit closer. The fan spits on him multiple times.
With the blood?
With the blood.
So that's what if he's HIV positive? Well,
that's without, biological warfare.
Even without the blood, that's assault. We found that out during COVID. You can't do that.
Yeah, and you then, can't spit blood
what
on
does
people.
The usher or do?
Spit.
He takes his belt off, and he starts just whipping the dude with his belt.
Oh, man, how have I not seen this?
Now, the image...
The MLB Network doesn't show it. That's why I have
what
it.
I was...
I'm just the old dad man watching his baseball highlights on MLB Network and not on the tickety-tock like Joe is.
What I was hoping... Well, I saw it on Reddit, to my defense.
Damn it! Can I say damn it?
When I saw that he took a belt out, I was like, dude, the image in my mind was that he literally had the dude in a hold where he was just spanking his ass with it.
Getting a whooping now, boy.
How dare you?
You did this, son, not me. You brought this on you.
But no, he just...
I'm only beating you because I love you.
He goes straight pootie tang on him and just starts beating him up with a belt, whipping him with a belt. It was fantastic.
Absolutely
yeah,
incredible.
Yeah, dude suspended. I'm sure that Bob Nutting is trying to figure out what player he has to cut in order to afford the lawsuit that this dude is going to give the Pirates.
Trades O'Neill Cruz to the Yankees.
Yeah, we got
to
pay for this somehow. But yeah, if you're a Pirates fan, just settle down.
You have nothing to be that excited about anyways, really.
No.
So.
I'll save my story for next week. Did you know that Alex Ovechkin is a Canadian hero?
I mean, I've heard this.
I just had to throw that out. I got a sports show today. I had to throw that out today.
Somebody just drew this imaginary line.
I just want you to know.
Between our countries.
Alex Ovechkin is a Canadian hero.
We didn't need this line.
My bad. I thought I was meeting Putin today. My bad. All right, that'll do it for us. We come back next week. We'll check in and do the baseball thing. And who knows? Maybe basketball and hockey will be as crazy as they continue to do. We're not above talking about things that are hard-hitting and pressing. For Joe Fisher, Schultze on the ones and twos, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.